Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Here in studio, I have Manhattan Parks and Rec Community Relations Officer Melissa Kirkwood, also park planning intern Chuck Clutho. A lot of things to talk about. And let's go ahead and just rehash a little bit on the Trail Talk Thursdays. The first one in a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 this summer will be tomorrow at the Manhattan Fire Department headquarters on 2000 Denison Avenue. That starts at 5:30 and will run from 6:30. And Chuck, you just wanted to talk a little bit about what those meetings will entail, what that kind of meeting will be like. From what I understand, it'll be a pretty interactive sort of meeting.
Yeah, so we're going to start off with just a quick presentation kind of talking about why we're having these meetings, talking about the sales tax that was passed in the fall and how we've got a couple $1 million to go towards trails and sidewalk improvements in Manhattan. That'll probably only be like 5 minutes. Then we'll have a big chunk of time where we'll have kind of an open discussion with everyone that's there, everyone who kind of understands the neighborhood trails, and we'll get feedback for kind of why they like to use it, what they like about their trails, and then also problems that they see and kind of improvements that they'd like made. And then the last part will be a mapping exercise where we'll have a big map for a couple of groups, and they can kind of mark new trails that they'd like, new projects they'd like to see, and then kind of tell us which of those is kind of the most important to them, which they'd like to see the most, so we can kind of start to develop a prioritization for projects in Manhattan.
And again, there's going to be 5 of these spread out throughout the summer, the last one being August 16th. Each different meeting, each community trail talk is going to be talking about trails within a specific area and region for each of these meetings. So I'm sure once all these are done, you're going to have a pretty good, when you put all that information together, you're going to have a pretty comprehensive sort of look at what the future Manhattan trails are going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, in addition to this initiative, we've also conducted about 250 intercept surveys around Manhattan on trails, kind of asking the same types of questions in condensed form, kind of seeing what people would like see or like to see in their trails, how they use their trails, and problems they see. And then we're going to be rolling out an online map pretty soon on our social media for people who won't be able to make it to these meetings, where they'll also be able to draw online using computer, phone, tablet, good routes that they like taking now, places they'd like to see a new route, and then also problems that they see, areas that might need maintenance, areas where there might be kind of a dangerous intersection. And so using all that, we'll be able to kind of see what the city as a whole wants to see in terms of improvements so that we can make their trail experience better.
And again, that first one is, again, tomorrow. The neighborhoods that tomorrow's trail talk is going to focus on Anthony Middle School neighborhood, K-State Core Campus, Bluemont Hill East Campus neighborhood, and West Campus neighborhood. So I imagine if you live in those neighborhoods, this is the Trail Talk Thursday you want to check out at Manhattan Fire Department headquarters at 5:30. Next Thursday, on July 19th, the neighborhoods focus there for this meeting will be Seco Park, Amanda Arnold Elementary School neighborhood, and the Northwest Manhattan neighborhood trails, and that will be at Amanda Arnold Elementary School, also at 5:30 on July 19th, next Thursday. But Melissa, there's more than trails going on with Manhattan Parks and Rec, and with the temperatures we've seen, the pools
have
been pretty busy.
They're a little busy, but we always have so much going on at Parks and Recreation all throughout the year, but summer is really a very busy time for us. Of course, our pools, our water parks are open for business and have been very, very busy. Of course, City Water Park, our biggest water park, Seco Water Park over in the Seco Park area, and Northview. All of them have been extremely busy this summer, as well as we still are offering at City Park every day from 6 to 8 p.m. our Twilight Swim, which is just $2 for adults and $1 for children. That has been very popular. And then we also have free resources for water enjoyment with our splash pads at City Park, and also Blue Earth Plaza, the water feature there too. So we've seen all of them very, very busy. We have had a few more heat breaks for our lifeguards this last week and probably still to come. But we are really appreciative that the Manhattan community does really enjoy those aquatic parks that we have to offer the community. Some other things we have going on, our Arts in the Park series is still going on all through June and July. We've had really good attendance at Arts in the Park. It's Arts in the Park are free concerts that happen in City Park every Friday night. Concerts start at 8 p.m. Coming up this Friday, we have a band called Me Like Bees. And
Me Like Bees.
Yes. And their genre is kind of acoustic, kind of indie rock feel a little
bit.
So come join us, Brady. Concerts start at 8. One of the things that we started with another intern team that we are working with this summer, we started a punch card for Arts in the Park. So we have a total of 9 concerts. If you attend at least 3, you get your card stamped by us, you'll be eligible to win local prizes from local businesses in the community. Have been just really generous in helping us come up with great ways to, you know, just recognize the community that comes out on a hot summer night most of the time. But by 8 o'clock, you know, the sun's starting to set and it's a little bit cooler. But Arts in the Park has been in our community for over 40 years and been something that Manhattan and if you're old, you know, if you've been a resident of Manhattan, you know about Arts in the Park. But if you're new to Manhattan, sometimes you don't know. So we love being able to provide that kind of arts to the community as well. So Arts in the Park, we've got lots of things, programs that are still, our sports programs are still going on strong. In fact, we've had quite a few different nights where, like last night, was we have whenever there's a heat advisory, we have a heat rule in plan too, where either the play still goes on, but we shorten games and make sure that there's enough hydration there, and you know, so that's been going pretty well. But you know, it is summer too, so other things that we have going on. The Discovery Center has an awesome exhibit going on called "Be the Dinosaur," and it's an interactive exhibit that you get to go actually combat other dinosaurs and things through interactivity and
you get to do a
little fighting with the dinosaurs and to see if you can survive as well. So you need to eat and you need to see if you can, you know, make it through the pathway. So it's really been a fun thing for kids. Of course, that's in air conditioning too, so that's awesome. Our summer camps have been super full. We have a summer camp at Flint Hills Discovery Center, the Sunset Zoo, and our Little Apple Day Camp. Our Little Apple Day Camp this summer has grown this season. We have an additional 30 students that we've had enroll, so we have over 160 kids that participate in that program, and it's been really, really beneficial. And then we have things that are going on at the Sunset Zoo. We've got a kids free day that just happened, and we have Water Safari is coming up August 4th, and that's a kids free admission with paid adult, and we do lots of interactive activities with water conservation and education, but the fire department also comes out and does a little spray down with everybody, and you get to have fun. And just lots going on throughout the rest of the summer. It seems like it's a whirlwind through the summer, but we're here for the community to provide all kinds of programs.
On the Beat a Dinosaur, do you have a favorite dinosaur, Melissa?
Oh, I don't know.
I hate to put you on the spot with that tough
question. Yeah, you know, with the Jurassic Park and everything out, you know, like, who can beat the T-Rex? I mean, you know, that's kind of the deal. But, you know, I think I would like to go through it as maybe 3 or 4 of the different dinosaurs and see who actually comes out, because it's not always the T-Rex.
So you can be more than one different time.
Yes, you can. Yeah, yeah. So
okay.
It's just I love the fact that at the Discovery Center, there's always different exhibits that are, you know, traveling through to provide that interaction. And with this exhibit, it's one that, you know, can engage you in lots of different ways. You're not just learning the history of dinosaurs. It's really like, oh, you are the dinosaur. So
I'll have to clear out my weekend. They might have to tell me to stay away, because I might just hog the whole thing.
Well, come on by.
Yeah, I might have to. Chuck, you got a favorite dinosaur while we're on the topic?
I've always been a fan of the Stegosaurus personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Saltosaurus, pretty good for me too.
The Saltosaurus.
Yeah, it's lesser known. I like it just because it has salt in it. And
okay.
What's not good
with salt? I wasn't
even
aware of that. And I wanted to be a paleontologist when I was like 6.
Oh.
Wow, I'm learning stuff. You know what? Dave, you got a favorite dinosaur?
Thesaurus. You knew something like that was going to come.
What? Yeah, no, I should have known better.
Yeah,
I should have known better.
Yeah. I'm kind of like Melissa. I think you got to go with the T-Rex. After seeing, what was it? The Sternberg Museum had Sue on display here some years ago.
I saw
the
that
replica
in Chicago.
And I saw it in Chicago too. And it's just like, that's magnificent. That, I mean, is just magnificent. Of all the dinosaurs, I'd like to see, you know, something similar scale, one of those T-Rexes up to, compared size-wise, to a Brontosaurus, though.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
That would be
I think that would be neat just to see how they compared, you know, because the zoos that we saw was life-size.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see if there was a full Brontosaurus, you know, that I think that'd be fascinating to see.
Something to bring up in the next Parks and
Rec
meeting,
Melissa. We'll get to work on that. We'll get to work on that.
Well, you have our full support, so just know that. Manhattan Parks and Rec Community Relations Officer Melissa Kirkwood, Parks and Planning Intern Chuck Clutho, thanks so much, both of you, for coming on.
Thank you.
Chuck, welcome to Manhattan.
Thank you.
Give everybody in Iowa State our best when you do go back.
Will do.
Hey, Melissa, did you mention the Tuesday night municipal band shows?
No, that is still going on through the end of July. And last night I went by and it was quite full. So
yeah, they had the barbershoppers there too.
It was amazing. So. And we are very, very thankful that is continued program.
That's a neat program.
Yeah.
Got a lot of them.
Yep.
Good to have you in.
Thank you.
More Focus tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, join us beginning at 9:06. And we're going to be joined by Marty Veneer, get an update on NBAP, among other things. And Fort Riley, information too. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.
Shop local, from flooring to inspiration to expert advice. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
Relief. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has made new waves.